If there is one living person who personifies, embodies, if you will, everything rock and roll, it has to be the one and only Keith Richards. Notice I said living person, because Keith, despite all his adventures, is still alive. Unbelievable, right? You guys all know the joke, you know, it's Adam and Eve, and they're like, who's that? Oh, that's Keith Richards. He was here when I got here. So if you look up rock and roll in the dictionary, you know what's right next. There's just a picture, and it's Keith Richards. I mean, that's how much he embodies rock and roll. So this week we are going to be celebrating and counting down the greatest moments that are Keith Riff Hard. Stick around, guys. Enjoy it. It's going to be fun, and you're going to love it. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history. One podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Ludini. And sitting next to me in the co-pilot's chair is the lovely and talented Miss Lily Von Six.
You are jamming with the hottest disc jockey.
Wow.
Disc jockey.
Thank you. Long time no see.
Yeah, I feel like, it's been forever and a day.
And a few hours.
So welcome back, guys. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus is in your face. Go to, we have LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. You can go check that out if you want. But really, the site you want to go to is LouLombardiRocks.com. That will, take you to all kind of cool stuff. It'll get you into our community. We do some partying after the show. We do a very cool after show where we get to tell the real dirty jokes and tell you the kind of stuff, the personal stuff that we can't put out to the whole world on Rock Rage Radio and places like that. So if you go to LouLombardiRocks.com, there's all kind of cool offers there and things like that. And you can get into our group. There's no charge or anything. Just check it out. LouLombardiRocks.com. Tonight we are counting down Keith Richards' greatest moments. We may have 10, we may have 3, we may have 20, I don't know. We're going to have a good time with it. Before we get too far along, a couple shout outs first of all to Rock Rage Radio. We love being a part of the Rock Rage family. Thank you, John and Gigi, for putting up with our little corner here of the podcast world. So check rockrageradio.com. Also, guys, go to, you guys out there that play, there's no reason to be going on stage with a boring old guitar. I keep telling you guys this. Get yourself a custom job done on your guitar, a custom paint job. These guys also do all kind of modifications and stuff, too. This is Wolf's Customs. Chris Thunderwolf Dodson has been a big supporter of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus for a long time now. So you want to go to wolfscustoms.online. I'm holding up the card. Yeah, that's his phone number. I will try not to, that's his pager number. Wolfscustoms.online. Great custom guitar work. Also, guys, we are really excited because it is official. Rockin' Pod 2020 is happening, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that at the end of the podcast. So Rockin' Pod 2020 is happening. The Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, including Lily V6 this year, will be representing. There's going to be tons of great performers there. This is the podcast expo for those of you that are passionate about rock music. It is a rock podcast expo. So all the podcasters there will be guys that are into rock and some, there's metal guys. There's a lot of podcasts out there devoted to Kiss. It's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing. So, and there's a cool merchandise there. There's going to be some awesome bands playing there. They do a pre-show before the thing. They do a show after with the Nashville All-Stars. Nashville has a big community of rock musicians there. Not a lot of rock on the radio there, but a lot of musicians congregate there because it was centrally located. It is Music City. So you guys are going to be really pleasantly surprised, and we are going to be talking a little bit more as the weeks go by about the details about that, so stick around. Lily, anything you want to say before we play the first song and get into our show tonight?
No, just that we had such a great time last night, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. We went to see a great show last night. We'll tell you guys about that in a little bit. Get yourself something to drink. relax. This is an artist we've never played. Actually, that's not true. We have played this person before. This young lady sings on a lot of my records. And she is putting out her own stuff now. She's absolutely fantastic, a great vocalist. Her name is Katie Simone. Katie, some of you might remember, was my co-host for a little while here. So we love Katie, and she's got a song. She's like, hey, would you mind playing my song? I'm like, of course. So this is a track. This is a single. She's got it. You can get it on Spotify and other places. This is In My Head, Katie Simone, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Katie Simone. The lovely and talented Katie Simone. The lovely and talented Lily V6. Everybody I know is lovely and talented.
That's crazy how you know so many of us.
I'm just that fortunate to know so many.
Since there are so few of us.
but anyway, so let me say, it's a very simple, katiesimone.com. Polish it. They gig all around the area. Katie's got a great voice. Sometimes you can catch her filling in with people like Dancing Queen. So it's fun to hear her disco it up a little bit as well. Great singer, great songwriter, and we'll be on. She's going to be on the next song I'm releasing as well. She's on the last two. She's on my last record. So we're just like, it's just like how, what's happening here. So I love her, and it's a great song. In My Head, you can check it out on Spotify and all the places. So Keith Richards, Riff Hard, Keith. Making Keith. He's one half of the Glimmer Twins. Maybe you heard of him.
No.
No? Never heard of Keith Richards? I love Keith.
But I do have some facts on him if anybody wants to know who he is.
Get the hell out of here. So do we want to, yeah, why don't we give the, before we do the like remarkable stuff, do you have like a little
mini bio? Some little things here. So we mostly know who Keith Richards is. Born on December 18th, 1943. Musician, singer, songwriter, best known as the co-founder, guitarist, secondary vocalist and co-principal songwriter of the Rolling Stones. He plays both rhythm and lead guitar parts often in the same song. Here's something fun. His maternal grandfather, Gus, toured Britain with a jazz big band called Gus Dupree and his boys and gave Richards his first guitar. One of his first guitar heroes was Elvis's guitarist, Scotty Moore. I almost said Elvis Presley. Elvis's guitarist, Scotty Moore. He went to primary school with Mick Jagger, who later was his bandmate, obviously. His guitar playing is direct, incisive, and unpretentious, focusing on chords and rhythms. He's number four on the Rolling Stones list of top 100 guitarists. He was backing vocals on the Beatles' All You Need Is Love broadcast in 1967, and he's guested on many other albums from Aretha Franklin to Ziggy Marley, whether it be vocals or guitar. He was lead or co-lead vocals on 27 Rolling Stones songs.
Wow.
Which is a lot, I think. And, of course, he was Captain Teagan, Pirates of the Caribbean, two of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. So,
wow.
Acting skills.
Interesting. Yeah, well, Johnny Depp said that he modeled
his
Cap Jack Sparrow on Keith Richards.
Yeah, so makes
that's
sense.
What he was.
So why
for.
Wouldn't they use him as Captain D?
It's Keith has led a very interesting life, as you're going to find out here in a minute, if you weren't already aware of it. Also, I had some friends chime in on Facebook this week with some interesting Keith Richards stories as well. And if we have time, maybe we will mention a few of those. He's a character.
He's
a freaking, like, he's just one of these guys. Is just like, you know. I think that's what it takes to be a true rock star. You know, yeah, you got the music's got to be there, but beyond that, you've got to be a character. You got to be like somebody who's like, what the hell did that guy just?
And
say?
He's definitely lived the whole rock and roll lifestyle.
Absolutely.
To the fullest.
Absolutely,
and he's still alive.
Yeah, and that's
healthy.
And he just quit smoking.
Well, that's going to kill him.
Yeah.
That's going to be his demise.
It's all the, you know, the chemicals and the nicotine and stuff that's actually been like
preserving
keep,
him.
Yeah, keeping him glued together. But anyhow, so let's go get into some interesting Keith exploits, moments, facts, whatever. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have 10 stories here. So if you want to add to that later,
go right ahead. Let's hear number whatever.
I'm going to do number 10 and go backwards.
Sure.
They're not really in any particular order, though. So basically, he did not need to sleep when he was a younger person. So in a 1992 interview, he stated, "Adrenaline is the most amazing thing we have." During the peak of their career, he was sleeping two nights per week. But his record of no sleep is 9 consecutive days.
Yeah, I heard that.
He fell asleep standing up, eventually falling against a speaker, and woke up in a pool of his own blood. So that's rock star.
Wow.
I don't think I could go more than 2 days without sleep.
That's, I remember reading interviews with him in Musician magazine and in Rolling Stone magazine when I was in high school. At that point, you know, the Rolling Stones were the... You know, they were the, you know, what do you want to call it? Like, they were like part of the old guard of rock. They were still around. They were still putting out songs. The Start Me Up was a big song, around that age. And he talked about that, you know, about not sleeping, and how that, like, he would have, like, because he likes certain substances, which we're going to be talking about here in a few minutes, I'm sure. This actually can give you very similar effects to LSD.
Yeah.
Yes. You see things that aren't there. You hear things.
Hallucinations.
That aren't being, yeah. You have all kinds of crazy thoughts. You go through different moods of thinking, like, you know, the whole world is ending around you, to like, you know, thinking you're flying. So it's, what I sort of feel like about him is I think he likes that sensation. And especially when he was younger, he was able to actually do that. Now, when you're pushing 80,
you're falling asleep on the stage.
Yeah. So, but he has this penchant for not having to sleep. So that could be part of his success. Could you imagine if you didn't have to sleep, you know, what you could do?
All the things you could get done. So many more hours in the day.
Okay. So, what do you got?
This one's kind of funny. So he isn't that great of a driver. He claims that he's a perfectly fine driver. However, he failed his driving test no less than 3 times. Finally, he gave up and sent his personal bodyguard to take the test and pass it for him instead. Pretty sure that's not how that works. But if I was as famous as Keith Richards, I'd probably go ahead and have like my bodyguard take the test for me too. Because I never failed it, but I was scared to learn to drive.
Okay, bodyguard takes driver's test. So, hold a second here. Now, I want to tell you another thing about Keith regarding driving.
Please.
About, did you have on your stories about the time he wrecked the Mercedes with his son in the back?
No, go ahead. I did not have that on
there. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, he was, I love Keith. Okay, you know, he's amazing. But most of the stuff we're going to tell you guys tonight, if famous people did it today, I mean, so like I was reading some of these stories and like you got to put stuff in place in time. I was reading these stories and, you know, in the 70s, 60s and 70s, I don't know what it was. People were just more like...
You could get away with more.
Well, they were like... people were more chilled. They didn't think too far into stuff. They kind of took situations and stuff at face value.
Right.
And right. Whereas today, we are like over analytical and like thinking about all the things that could have happened and why this is horrible. I think that's probably what the part of the problem is. But anyways, Keith said, I'm a good driver. This is in a Life magazine. Life magazine did a great... Did some great articles on them. Life magazine, of all things. But in 76, he said he recalled an incident when he fell asleep at the wheel with his 7-year-old son, Marlon, in the back seat and was arrested after the crash. I mean, nobody's perfect, is what he said. He said the guitarist had been driving back from a gig in Nebworth, England, and plowed his Bentley into a tree. Until 5 or 6 years ago, there was still a bloody handprint on the back seat. Marlon wrote, that was from, you know, his son. He said, and on the dashboard, there was still a dent where his nose hit. So Richards, who was arrested when the police found acid in his jacket, later wrote, at least we didn't hit anybody. Yeah, like I could have killed my kid.
Like, no big deal.
And myself, but we didn't hit anybody. We had a stupid tree.
Everything's fine.
You know, so like, and he has other brushes with death, doesn't he, Lily?
He does have a lot. He has all the things.
I mean, just it's like one thing after another, but so go ahead.
Reckless. He's reckless. So one nice thing about him, there was a lot of things that were negative because he does done a lot of craziness. So I included this one. In 1969, this is a tribute to Brian Jones. In 1969, the Rolling Stones member Brian Jones passed away. 2 days later, the band gave a free concert in Hyde Park, London, to honor his friend. Richards released 3,500 butterflies during the event and read some personal poetry to the crowd. So I thought that was a very nice thing amongst all the bad things I was reading about Keith Richards. So he is...
He read poetry at a...
And released butterflies. So nice.
Red funeral. I can't type tonight. You're red poetry. Say something. What I'm doing.
Something. Okay.
Something.
Well, anyway, I thought, like I said, I thought that was something really cool that he did. And I think the rest of the things on my list are pretty much bad things about him. I mean, he's been bad since a child. because I have the
Do you have the story about Ronnie Wood's wife's shower?
No, go ahead.
So, Joe Wood said she said that she found she you know when she said when she met Ronnie she knew it was a package deal.
Mm-hmm.
Those two come together. Ron Wood and Ron and Keith are like they're brothers. And so I'm not sure. I don't recall if this was a wedding shower. It had to be a wedding shower.
I think it was a wedding.
Yeah, it had to be a wedding shower. And so she said to Keith, she said, look, just my mom is older woman. She's like not hip to everything. Can you please not do cocaine in front of her? he promised. He said, no, I won't. I won't do that. Well, they finished dinner. And as soon as they're done finishing with dinner, Keith announces to everybody at the table, including like everybody, including Joe's mom and all the family, that it's time for dessert. And he whips out a giant bag of cocaine, tears it open, and like dives into it.
And, Scarface style.
And she, yeah, it's Scarface style, exactly. You know? And so I guess her mom, like, she just flipped out and ran for the hills. She did not know what in the hell.
He does things so very cavalier, like things that nobody would think to do out in the open.
I think that he's totally in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's thinking too far ahead about anything. He's kind of like right here, right now. And that is a very 60s hippie kind of mentality. As much as he's a kind of like a bad boy and a rebel, that is a sort of
carefree.
Yeah, that's a sort of thing from that left over from that. And that he's true blue. I mean, he has never lost that. He's maintained that like attitude throughout his whole life, you know. So, but anyways, when you know later on, Joe told her mother, he's been doing it for years. I can't stop him. It's his
way
of life. You know? So.
Some more interesting things that he snorts.
Oh, yeah.
He lost his father in 2002, found a way to deal with the passing in 2007. He confessed that after his dad was cremated, he took some of the ashes, mixed them with cocaine, and snorted the little concoction that he made there. And he said his dad wouldn't care. His dad would be cool with it. So as long as you know your dad's cool with it.
Yeah, I've heard so many variations on that story, but I did hear him talk about it. There was a documentary on Netflix 2 years ago, and he sort of clarified that it sounds like a crazy because people thought all kinds of stuff put forth that like he like literally just like dumped out all the ashes, snorted them all.
Right.
And
well,
all
I mean, stuff. Obviously,
that's not what he did. You know, he was, you know, he mixed a little bump with it and had, you know, put some dad into him.
It's an interesting way to honor your father, but yeah. It's Keith Richards' way. So that's how he is.
You know, you could classify that moment as that's so Keith. You know, that's just like something Keith would do.
So that's where like everyone's like, oh, it's just Keith, no big deal, whatever.
So we saw these guys play last night, Royal Honey, and I've been playing one of their tracks for a while now, but they have so many good ones. I'm like, why am I only playing that one song? So this is The Noose, Royal Honey. This is these guys are
they're very
really
rock
good.
And roll.
Yeah, they're really good rock and roll band. We love them. And shout out to Angelo and the gang. We will we'll be right back with some more Keith Richards. The Noose, Royal Honey, and the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Going away, I ain't going.
minutes and 57 seconds of pure heaven, Royal Honey, the news, just proves that, hey, in less than 3 minutes, we can rock your face off.
I agree. Exactly. And they are rock. They just, the look, the stage presence, the music, it's all very rock and roll with that.
Yeah,
band.
Yeah, they did a great show. And we went to see Y&T at the Craft House. And they did a, Royal Honey did a great job opening. Okay, so what's our next Keef moment?
The next one is he was punched in the face by Chuck Berry. he learned the hard way not to touch Chuck Berry's guitar. He was hanging out in Berry's dressing room. When Berry left Richards to go do whatever it is he was doing, Richards decided to pick up the guitar and strum a chord. Berry returned screaming that nobody touches his guitar and punched Richards in the face. You don't touch Chuck Berry's guitar, obviously.
And later on, Keith told Jimmy Fallon, it's one of Chuck's greatest hits.
I'll bet it is.
Those two guys are really good. We're really good friends. Chuck Berry, rest in peace. He passed away. But they were very, very tight. And, you know, Lily mentioned Scotty Moore as an influence on Keith, but Chuck Berry was a huge influence on Keith. And if you have never seen the documentary, Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, it's produced by Keith Richards. If you've never seen it, you need to see it. First of all, everybody's in it.
I'm not in it.
Except for Lily V6. You were probably six at the time. What year were you born?
81.
You were probably about 4 or 5 years old, so you weren't in it. It was for Chuck's 60th birthday. They got together and they put a band together and they filmed the whole thing. There's some great behind the scenes. If you get the thing on the Blu-ray, make sure you watch the special features, because some of the greatest material about Chuck Berry. This is not a show about Chuck Berry, so I won't get into it. Maybe we'll talk about it in the after show. Some of the most hilarious, insane, wacky stuff about Chuck Berry is on these special features, stuff that they couldn't put in a movie because it was too crazy. but in any case, they clash. There's scenes where everybody's getting tired and fatigued, and Keith is desperately trying to get Chuck to do something, and Chuck just turns his amp the whole way up, and they get into an argument, and you think it's going to come to blows. And the next scene is the director interviewing Chuck Berry, and he goes like, "Look," he says, "if I can handle Mick Jagger," he says, "I think I can deal with Chuck Berry. Don't worry, it'll be okay." So, if you've never seen it, see it. Keith figures very heavily. There's a lot of insights about Keith in that movie too, just to see how those two guys hang out. It's very, very cool. So bouncing off of Lily's thing about being punched in the face, which Chuck said later on that he didn't realize that was Keith at first, and he felt bad. He actually felt bad, and he wrote him a letter and apologized for punching him.
I'd have punched him too. Don't touch my shit. I mean stuff.
so what do you got next?
Well, he almost set the Playboy Mansion on fire.
Oh yeah,
which is a great story. When the Stones played in Chicago in 1972, Richards was invited to Hefner's home. He did some drugs in a bathroom and somehow started a fire.
Well, no, he didn't almost set it on fire. He set it on fire. Okay. They didn't like actually burn it down that day.
Just
Yeah, they burned it. They did a lot of damage. And yet Hugh Hefner ended up closing it and reopening it someplace else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I read it got super smoky soon after. There were men coming in with buckets of water. Thankfully, the house was saved. But he somehow started a fire.
Yeah.
Like, what was he doing in there? Like, trying to...
Well, they were... I forget. I don't know who told the story. It might have been...
Isn't that a house where you could just do stuff in the open, I would assume, in the 70s? Not hide in a bathroom?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, this is how much Keith was into drugs. In the same story, in the same book, It's Only Rock and Roll, 30 Years Married to a Rolling Stone, Ron Wood's ex-wife tells a story that she one time saw Keith reach into a bag and took out a silver spoon and a bottle of pills and a lighter. In a matter of seconds, he like crushed up the pills with a little bit of water and cooked them up in the spoon and filled a syringe and stabbed himself through his shirt.
He's just like, well, hey, whatever.
He's just like, you know.
I'll just do it here. It doesn't even matter.
I mean, like, but that's who you're dealing with. this guy's still alive. This is what things like we all like see those memes. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, even people that don't really even know, like younger people, not really sure what the Rolling Stones are or whatever. They see all the memes. There's an old guy and he's still alive. And what's the joke? The joke is he did all this wacky stuff.
And he's still alive.
I mean, this is stuff.
There are people who have done less who are dead.
Yeah. There's people that did drugs one time, you know, died. It's insane. Oh, it's crazy stuff. So anyway, so what do you got next?
I do have a cool thing on next on my list. So inspiration from a dream. According to Richards, he discovered a catchy guitar riff in his sleep. He stated that he managed to wake up just in time to record it. Later, it became part of I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And that is their first international hit for the Rolling Stones. So kind of a cool thing.
Right. Satisfaction changed like everything. This was a really not just a breakout song for the Stones. This was a song that the first time prominently featured fuzz. And that riff that Keith is playing in there, bah, 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 that was something that he envisioned as a horn part that they thought they
okay,
were going to have. Like,
I get that.
I don't know
I
if they were
that.
Working with Bobby Keys at the time, but they were envisioning like a kind of Memphis horns, you know, blasting.
Which would
that,
work.
Blasting that. Yeah, it totally is. And so it was a riff he thought of for a horn part. And they ended up, he'd gotten this maestro fuzz and the story goes, they intended to re-record it. But whoever listened to it at the record label thought it was so
brilliant
and just knocked him out that they put it out. And they were like, no, wait, it's not done. This isn't really what we were going to do. We're going to have horns and everything on it. But he used that fuzz to kind of like, well, kind of make it like, well, okay, fatten it up as if a horn was playing it. And the rest, as they say, is history. Overnight, everybody wanted to know what that sound was. Everybody wanted a fuzz pedal. It was a whole thing. This is kind of, in so many ways, is the birth of distortion. It's part of that idea of distortion in rock. Just unbelievable thing. I want to mention something else since we're talking about musical things.
Go on. Since you do know more about the musical
things. I want to talk about Sympathy for the Devil. This is another fuzzed guitar riff that is, I consider, one of Keith's absolute greatest things that he's ever done. It's right up there with Satisfaction. That solo on Sympathy for the Devil is like, I'm so not worthy. Guns N' Roses redid it, but it's gotta have that Keith solo. I mean, it just has, it's like the fairy dust that he sprinkled on top of it. It's absolutely amazing. There is a documentary as well about the making of that song.
We've talked about it.
And, it's very weird. It's intercut with this some like avant-garde French filmmaker like intercuts them working in the studio with this weird, I don't even know how to describe it. But anyways, the song starts out as a ballad.
Oh.
It started out as a ballad. It's really amazing to watch this thing build. But Keith's work on that song is just stellar. I mean, it's one of the most iconic guitar things ever. It's one of those things that people are in this day are still in awe of. They're in awe of the sound, in awe of like the phrasing. Again, what Keith does that makes him so great as a guitar player is he doesn't do anything technically complicated. I could probably take somebody who's been playing a year and they could probably play, get their fingers on the guitar and play pretty much anything Keith does. But here's the brilliance of Keith Richards. He thought of it. You didn't think of it.
So you lose. Okay.
So we're just interviewing.
Loser.
Also, everything that he brings to the guitar and in songwriting is insanely melodic, insanely rhythmic, insanely catchy, insanely memorable. And, you know, nothing against guys like Yngwie and Al Di Meola and those guys, but they didn't write Satisfaction. Okay, they didn't write "Honky Tonk Woman." That's another,
which is my favorite.
That is probably, if I had to pick, that's another one of Keith's greatest moves. That guitar riff is insane.
That is my favorite Stone song.
Just absolutely insane. Funny story about that song, real quick, before we move on, is the reason it's played on, the song's played on a 5-string guitar because he had trouble not hitting the 6th string.
Really?
So he took that off, or he played a 5-string guitar. He called it a 5-string. It may have just been a Telecaster with the low E taken off. So they got that. But anyway, so yeah, some musical contributions. Keith wasn't just okay. So some of you who don't know, Keith isn't just famous because he did a lot of drugs.
Just a badass. He was a great musician.
He's actually a great musician. You know,
first and foremost.
So what do you got next on your list?
Billy Altman, real quick, said you ended up getting a shirt.
Yes, I did.
next on my list.
Happy birthday, Billy Altman.
Happy birthday, Billy Altman.
It's Altman's
Why
birthday.
Why didn't you say anything last night?
Yeah, I would have bought you a shot.
A Coke. Because that's what you can have.
Your dad would have had to drink it. But no, yeah, happy birthday. Billy Altman is a wonderful fan, super fan, and we do appreciate it. It was nice to meet you face to face, Billy. And I'm glad you're playing music, and congratulations to you and happy birthday.
The next one on my list is he was kicked out of the Boy Scouts.
Go ahead.
Yeah, are you going to find that thing?
Oh, I got to find that thing now, but go ahead.
All right, so during his teen years, he was a Boy Scout, but was kicked out for bad behavior. He smuggled whiskey into events and fought with the other scouts and punched a recruit. So he punched an adult as a child and got kicked out of the Boy Scouts. So it started at a very young age, his badassery.
Wow.
Which I thought was a really funny story.
I couldn't see. Keith,
I can't see him even being in the Boy Scouts unless his mom made him or something.
Yeah. Like, who thought that was a good idea, right?
Maybe she was trying to straighten him out early on. Wow.
He needs some milk. Sorry. I got a new toy. I got a brand new pair of roller skates. No, not a pair of roller skates. Although I used to roller skate. We'll do another podcast about my roller skating.
On roller skating. Yeah.
We will go down to the roller skate in Cannonsburg.
It's gone.
Well, you're not supposed to give the story.
It's a Pizza
away.
Hut.
Okay. So let's do one more, play another song, and we're going to get rolling here because it's getting late.
All
we're
right. So
around.
Oh, I'm allowed. So one of the funniest stories I read about is he refused to take stage unless he had shepherd pie. During 1989 Steel Wheels tour, Keith heard there was shepherd's pie at the venue and he wanted some. He arrived late to the venue and others took some of the food, so there wasn't any for him. He was so upset that he refused to go on stage until another pie was made just for him. No one touches the shepherd's pie until I've been there. Don't bust my crust, baby.
Don't bust my
crust. Is what he said. So I thought that was a great story because that sounds like me.
Speaking of shows, and then we're going to play another song. I'm just putting Lily's on the list. I'm not putting mine on. The Stones were the first band to literally have rows of cocaine.
Oh.
They had a walkway behind the stage where they would go back. And him and Ron had like a rule.
That's the refreshment table.
Him and Ron had a rule that after every song, they had to go back and do a line.
I'd be dead.
Yeah, and then what they started doing was they started setting up lines of heroin behind the amps.
No.
So they could go back and they could do heroin, too. So they never really, they could just party, you know, during the whole thing. But yeah.
Well, he doesn't need sleep, so why not?
Well, that's right. Why he doesn't need sleep?
Right, because he's doing
that kind of cocaine, man. Sleep is for idiots. This is Eulogy, Cross to Bear on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
In this world.
That's Eulogy, everybody, and Cross to Bear. Let's go ahead and give you the Eulogy. You can find Eulogy's got this weird website. You guys need to get like eulogyband.com or something. Come on, Neil. Neil messaged me. He shared it in the group this week, and I'm like, dude, like this website's insane. It's Neil. Does that say IT? Neil IT 9, right?
Yes.
.wixsite.com/eulogyepk. So I will be in the show notes for, in about a week, it'll show up in on Podbean and all the places. So just click on that and you can go check out the band. We opened the show with Katie Simone, katiesimone.com. We play a little Royal Honey. Royalhoney.bandcamp.com is a website I have. Although Bill Damiano messages me and he sends me this. He's like, don't share this with anybody. I'm like, well, why are you messaging me? You don't always share with anybody. But for now, go to royalhoney.bandcamp.com. We're going to close out with Firewolf here in a few minutes. But you got any more there before we...
I have a fun one.
Sure.
That is my last one. All the biggest people together in one room. 1967, Richards and Jagger joined the Beatles for their TV broadcast of their song All You Need Is Love, with Jagger and Richards providing backup vocals. So truly a legendary moment in music history to have the Beatles and some of the Rolling Stones together. So cool stuffs.
Okay. Now I have, speaking of the Beatles, I have my own Beatles story.
Ooh.
And the Beatles and the Stones. My brother's back home with his Beatles and his Stones. Again, in Life magazine, Richards, in Life. That was the Richards documentary. Sorry. Some of these photos are from Life magazine, but in Life, Richards recalled a heavy experimentation with psychedelics in 67 and 68, but there's one LSD trip in particular he regards as truly special. Ooh. After meeting up with John Lennon, of all people, one day, the pair embarked on what the Stones guitarist described as an acid-fueled road trip. That sounds like a good time to me.
Because he can drive so well.
Yeah, he's such a good driver. Over the course of 2 or 3 days, it took them to English towns of Torquay and Lyme Regis, relying heavily on the memory of Carrie Ann Moeller, who later married Jagger's younger brother, Chris. Richard recalled driving in circles, either with or without a chauffeur, and visiting Lennon's country house, where they said hi to Lennon's wife, Cynthia. Years later, when Lennon and Richards met up in New York, Keith recalls the ex-Beatle asking, "What happened on that trip?"
Before you could recall in your cell phone, yeah, on photos and text.
Yeah, this is an article from RollingStone.com. Some great photos if you guys want to check it out. I also have it in the show notes. Under this photo, the story was called Keith in the Sky with Diamonds. And it's this great photo with Eric Clapton, John Lennon, and Keith Richards all playing together. So that's a really, truly...
That's legit.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So anyways, that's it, guys. Richards, Keith Richards. I mean, there are so many more. There's somebody chimed in this week on Facebook and told a story about seeing the Stones perform here in Pittsburgh. And Keith was getting up to do one of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
He sings Happy, which is a really cool song. But getting up to do one of his songs while, you know, Mick took a break, and he said something like, "Hey, Philly."
And you know how we feel about
everybody
that in Pittsburgh.
Booed. And like, he didn't even correct himself or like anything. He just like, "Oh, fuck you."
Because he's Keith Richards. He don't care.
You know, he just like, whatever. You know, so anyways, that's why we love him. We love the man Keith himself. We are going to be jumping over and doing our private group thing here. We're going to do the group thing in a little bit. Shout out to Wolf's Customs, wolfscustoms.online. Get their guitar with an awesome custom paint job on it. There's some great examples there. Plus, Chris does a lot of modifications as well and things like that. So check him out at wolfscustoms.online. Shout out to rockrageradio.com as well. We love you guys. Rock and Pod 2020 is about to, was getting underway. It's not about to get underway. It's happening August, on August 14th. And, I'm going to go ahead. I believe we have an actual link. Let me see if I can find that. And while I'm digging that up, excuse me while I whip this out. Lily, what do you tell everybody about your show and everything?
All right, so Hot Licks with Lily 6 on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can download the app for free, Rock Rage Radio, or you can go to rockrageradio.com. This week on the show, I did interview Thor Again, it's the second interview because they are starting their tour on Friday, as well as their new album comes out on Friday. And if you want to look them up, they have lyric videos as well for that. And he's doing a new movie, and he's got all kinds of stuff going on. So just listen to the interview on Thursday on my show, Hot Licks with Lily Six.
Cool. That, again, is on get the Rock Rage Radio app. You guys won't miss any of that stuff. And as I was talking about, Rockin' Pod is NashvilleRockinPodExpo.com is a website. Guys, there's going to be some really cool guests. Maybe you've heard of a guy named Ron Keel.
I have.
These guys are going to perform, but they're also going to do like panels where they talk. They're going to be walking around. You're going to be able to get photos and autographs, all kind of stuff. Troy, how do you say his name? Lucetta?
I think it's Lucetta.
Yeah, Troy Lucetta from Tesla. Tommy Skiach is there. Let's see. Tony Harnell. There we are. We can't see. Now we can see what we're looking at. So, like a lot of great,
lot of stuff's going on. We'll go live.
Yeah,
of course.
There's going to be we're going to go live, and be doing a lot of fun stuff there. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Is anybody else I want to mention? Okay, but that's it. But you get the idea of who's going to be there. I got to meet Tony Harnell last year. Really sweet guy, amazing voice, very cool stuff.
It's very attractive.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, that is in August. We'll be giving you more. We'll be posting those links around. LouLombardiRocks.com. Go there right now. We are going to head over and do our private podcast there. We have a good time with that. That's where you hear the real dirty jokes. You hear what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks. We have, so we kind of share that and get some feedback from you guys on that. So come on over and join us for that. That's at LouLombardiRocks.com. Guys, we had a good show tonight. It was a lot of fun. It went fast.
It did.
It seemed like boom.
Because we had everything ready to go. Boom. We knew all the things.
Right. We knew all the things because that's just, that's just how we
it's
roll.
It's just Keith.
It's just Keith. So if you don't know, the Rolling Stones are on tour this year and they are coming to Pittsburgh.
Heinz Field.
So if you I would suggest if you haven't gotten your ticket to get one, everybody's touring though, right?
Everybody's touring this year.
Somebody else touring.
Every time I get on Facebook, oh, the big tour for this. I'm like, well, there goes the rest of my money.
I heard that Cher and Celine Dion are touring. I'm kidding. I didn't hear that.
Stop. Don't they have residence in Vegas or something?
Yeah. That's a big thing, right? Residency. Anyways, guys, we opened the show with my friend Katie Simone. We played a little Royal Honey. Eulogy was last, and then we're going to wrap up with a band that's promising me they're going to release an album in the next 12 months. It's a band I really love called Firewolf. Great heavy rock band. So check them out from the album We Rule the Night. This is The Last Night. Guys, have a great night, and go to LouLombardiRocks.com, and where we shall continue the party. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next week.